God. We're back. It's the Oh No Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen.
Sons of bitches.
Whores.
I'm here. My name is Owen. Tonight with me is the giver of no shit.
None.
Zero. Zero shits.
I might be in the negative.
And the lord of no fucks.
Definitely in the negative on the fucks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Duncan's here in the studio with us.
Hail Satan.
And as always, yeah, Ty's here too.
Don't downplay me, fucker.
So, Duncan.
Owen.
It's been a very interesting week. It's, you know, actually a lot of shit has happened. I say that, I say that kind of like mockingly, but honestly, yeah, a lot of shit has happened. And one of the things that I want
Did you mute Ty?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ty's... I'm not done with my intro yet,
okay.
Ty. Just come on. Just hang out. God damn it, Ty.
What were you talking about?
Fucking Ty.
No, I was basically saying that it's been an interesting week.
It
wasn't that interesting for me.
No? Was it?
No.
No? Boring week, huh?
Shitty. It was kind of... Yeah.
Thanks for your input, Ty.
Nothing happened at all.
Really pumping everybody up.
There's actually nothing to talk about.
Really pumping.
Great.
Everyone.
God damn it.
The
Thanks,
first
Ty.
Thing, I mean, okay, let's be honest. You guys got over here about, what, an hour ago. You know, we do our pre-show ritual.
Yeah.
We hang out on the porch. Yeah. We have a couple of beers. We smoke some cigarettes. We talk about some shit.
It's only really been like a half hour.
Honestly,
That's
do you
it.
Know, do you know... We didn't even mention this. And this is one of the craziest fucking things that has happened in a long time. Have you heard about the beheading that happened on the streets of London today?
No.
There was... Okay.
But I'm interested.
Nothing. You've heard nothing
I've heard...
Of this.
I saw something that somebody posted about some crazy guy in London.
Is it a Banksy piece?
Okay. Honestly, this is one of the craziest things I've seen in a long time. It's another, you know, it's a crazy fucking terrorist again.
All right.
Doing some crazy fucking terrorist shit.
All right.
Muslim. Surprise.
Jihad.
No, seriously.
Here we go.
Jihad again.
Jihad
and all over the goddamn place.
Mama.
And, but this one's like, it's weird to me when it's like a black dude, because you know there's like a lot of black Muslims. Like,
yeah.
That's a thing.
Oh, that
that's
changes
a thing.
My voice completely.
Yeah, they're not always. Because
he was in London, so of course he was a black Muslim.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So this guy, apparently it was a couple of dudes that attacked a military officer. Randomly on the street attacked him because he was a military officer. Because
he was just walking around in his...
I don't know if he was on post or not. I don't
this
know that
foolish.
Much. That many details.
Okay, all right.
But he was a soldier, basically,
yeah.
And he was attacked at random by some crazy Muslims and beheaded on the streets of London. And there's even YouTube video of this guy, like, somebody, like, got on the scene later on. The perpetrator of the crime is there. He can tell, you know, like, the guy's, like, recording the chaos of whatever's going on. And then this random dude comes up, blood-soaked hands, carrying, like, a hatchet and, like, some shears and, like straight up, like,
yeah.
This is what happened is I think they kidnapped him. They beat the fuck out of him. I think there is some, like, involvement with a car, which is kind of confusing me. And I'm not entirely sure, but, yeah, hear me out. Either
Nothing
way,
like breaking news here on the Oh No Radio
what I,
Show.
What I know, though, is that at the end of the day, some Muslims decapitated a man in broad daylight in the middle
of London.
Wow. And later, when this guy's, like, you know, recording the chaos, dude comes up with the bloody hands and all that shit, and he's like, this is for Allah, blah, 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 like, straight up, like, saying exactly what he did. They explaining the whole, this is because, you know, eye for an eye, all this shit, tooth for a tooth, all that, you know, That's how it goes.
This is what's wrong with religion. Yeah. I'm not defending any other religion. I'm just saying, come on.
Wow, man.
It's one of the most intense things that I've seen in a long time. I just launched an application by accident. But I forgot to turn on the cameras, so just if you're watching live, just hang on. We'll get right to you.
Oh.
Either way, though. Yeah, I know.
Fucker.
But yeah,
and we're recording.
I don't have the actual video because it's, I think, kind of being, it's one of those things that the media has it, and they're, every time you see it, it gets
a little bit worse.
They're taking away from it essentially because it's deemed a bit graphic because of his like blood soaked hands and all that stuff. I think there's part of that going on.
Oh my God, shut up.
Yeah, I know, but at the same time, like, I had to mention it, just how crazy it is.
Not you, the media.
No, I get what you're saying. But in general.
God.
In broad daylight, dude. A soldier just in the middle of the big, one of the biggest cities on the planet.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
Fucking beheaded.
That's so fucked up.
And I don't know, like I said, I didn't know all the details, but there's something about his body. His body was in a car at some point and was dumped in the middle of the street. That is some of the terminology that I've seen used. So if anybody knows anything, you know, about this and wants to share more details with the story, please call in and let us know. You can do that
by calling
the studio at our number, and I have forgotten to fire up the Skype, of course, but when I do that, you can call us at
321-332. Our effect sucks.
You don't like it?
No, I didn't hear it. There was nothing.
Okay, nothing on.
Hang on.
That was us being assholes.
Nothing on over here.
I feel, honestly, I do feel like we need a new effect. Like, it has been a while.
Yeah.
I did have the thing muted before, so that's why we didn't hear the effect. But now that we're in effect mode, we need to find the new one. Let's go on a journey here together.
All right.
I wish we could auto-tune it. Be fun.
That would be.
Oh.
What was that?
I don't
know. My number.
Three, two, one.
3-3-2-0-1-8-6.
Six.
That's the new effect.
Is it really?
That's the new. That's what we're gonna go with.
I couldn't remember the number.
That's what you guys got.
Perfect.
You don't like it, Duncan?
I don't give up.
I like it. Oh, look at my nose.
So yeah, good way to transition out of beheadings is
never in my life did I think that I would be the calm one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never realized that you were the street man on the show.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I did, but I still don't understand how I got here.
I'm sorry is all I'm going to say.
Yeah, well, it's a little late for that.
We all put our pants on one leg at a time. We all zip it up or button it down.
While we're on the topic of terrorists and we got the mood real low.
Yeah.
We might as well mention that. Did you know about this story that broke today?
That there was a guy beheaded in London.
I heard about
that. There is a guy that has been killed, I believe, by the FBI.
He was related to
this happened in our own town, boys.
Where do you go?
Yeah.
In Orlando here?
Orlando here.
Where do I know the guy?
In the good old O-Town. He had connections to the Boston Bombers.
Oh.
He's been killed by the FBI.
Oh.
About a block away from Universal Orlando Studios. Whatever that place is called. So.
That happened today?
That happened today.
Wowza.
That's terrifying.
So keep your eyes on the news because, yeah, apparently this guy, the affiliation is between, they were both MMA fighters, this guy here and the guy that was up in, you know, the original brother that
and
got
killed. And he tried
killed.
To fucking chicken wing the goddamn FBI and they shot him in the face?
Something like that. I want to know what happened.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. I don't want to talk about this on the air anymore.
But it is close to home.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day,
I don't want to
part of the reason this guy, this guy was a terrorist.
That's fine.
You ever see that movie, Feds?
They might.
The blonde, it was like all 80s. It was awesome.
That's Ty's movie review. Movie Feds. There was that blonde. It was totally 80s.
They wore sweat suits and tried to crack a case.
It's a pretty solid movie review.
It was all right. I wouldn't watch it sober.
What would you watch sober, Ty?
I'd watch things sober.
Watch things sober once in a while. Ah, fucking cameras are back. Hey, everybody.
What? Took that long?
Hey.
Still?
I'm not even in the shot, but hey, the cameras are up. That's a thing.
Wiener.
That's a thing. It's better, you know? It's better when the cameras are up. I'll pull up this article about this guy from fucking Orlando. Like,
perfect.
That's what's crazy. Man killed by FBI confessed to triple murder. All right?
Confessed to triple murder.
He confessed with triple murder. Man with ties to Boston bombing suspect admits role in 2011 murders shot during FBI questioning. This was here in Orlando, Florida.
They shot him in the fucking interrogation room.
Right?
Sources say that what began as a drug ripoff ended in a triple homicide when Sarnoff and friend Ibraga, I can't do names.
Ibrahim, probably.
Ibrahim Todashev realized their victims would later be able to identify him. Todashev, Todashev.
Okay.
Todashev. Is that right?
I don't know.
Was killed by he was killed by a federal agent while giving a statement on his role on Wednesday in Orlando, Florida. The man who was shot, Todashev, 27, allegedly attacked an agent with a knife while confessing to the 3-year-old slayings. He was not suspected of having any role in the bombing that killed 3 people and injured blah blah blah.
Right.
But he did confess to being involved.
I killed them bitches.
But he did confess to being involved in a brutal Boston area slaying 2 years ago, investigators said. Now, this is also the thing that they've been looking at, like one of the guys they thought what the bombers had done, but he knew the bombers.
Right.
And this guy was fucking essentially hiding out here in good old Orlando, Florida.
Just hanging
out. They caught him and they shot him and now he's dead.
Well, I mean, that's
what
he gets.
A good thing. That's
fantastic.
Positive, right?
Yeah.
That's a fun story.
Can we not talk about the feds on the air anymore, please?
You ever see that movie?
Is that enough depressing shit for the show?
God, is it?
I think that's
a lot. The fuck is going on with us?
Well, just,
let's talk about space. It's cool.
That's a good idea. You know what, though? I think we need a better effect if we're going to talk about space.
Definitely need a space effect.
Is that a good space?
Is that Owen? Are we taking a trip? Have we transported? It looks familiar, but I haven't been here in so long.
Have you ever been to the moon?
The moon!
This is just for Mark to make him angry.
Okay, that made me so happy to do that. I don't even know why.
I know.
Seriously, though, space is off.
No,
that's why we're here. We're here on the moon.
We're here on the moon to talk about.
I haven't been to. It's been such a long time.
We haven't been on the moon.
What's good moon music? What would be a good moon band? I mean, that's a good question. While we're on the moon.
I know the obvious answer, but.
Okay.
Pink Floyd.
What's. I
don't
want
to. Side of the moon.
That's too obvious. Come on.
That's the
you
obvious.
You can do better
answer.
Than that.
I was going to say the new Daft Punk album.
That's actually really good moon music.
Oh, my
Hang
God.
It'd be a solid. You know which song. You know which one. Give me Moon.
Is it called Moon?
No.
Which one's called Moon? Which one's the Moon's? Well, I don't know what the Moon song is.
You guys suck.
Hanging out on the moon. listening to New Daft Punk. Hanging off the moon,
listening to Daft Punk.
Hanging off the moon,
listening to Daft Punk.
Hanging on the moon.
So
keep it up, and you're going to be the only one in the shot.
It's all good. It's all good. No, if
I just left.
If you were to take a trip to the moon, you'd want music like this playing, I think.
You think?
I would.
All right.
I'd be all right with it.
I'd be good with that.
I'd high-five, like, French style, some, you know.
What's high-fiving French style? I've never high-fived French style.
It involves your penis.
Yeah?
Is that, like, docking?
But it's not sexual. It's just like...
It's just, like...
It's just, what is it, just a
hey,
cock...
bro.
It's like a cock slap, but cock
it's like
cock.
A Will Smith handshake from Fresh Prince, kind of, you know? But your cock
I think I've
involved.
Seen this, actually. It's where it's vertical. You hold it, you know, you hold it vertical, and you do a little schwap.
A schwap?
I think it's what yeah. it's called.
It's actually
it's
called
a schwap. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Moon Talk.
I just got schwapped.
Schwapping on the moon,
schwapping
on the moon, schwapping on the moon, schwapping on the moon,
schwapping on the moon, schwapping on the moon.
See, yeah, we can't do Daft Punk on the moon because Duncan will just get mad, and we don't need mad astronauts. That's one thing that in space.
No, that's how you die.
In space, imagine though, you know.
Imagine a space tantrum.
A space tantrum. A spantrum.
A spantrum. You just ate up 4 days worth of our oxygen by bitching at us for an hour and a half.
Exactly.
Dick.
You've seen that guy, though, that's up there, right? He's got all the fancy videos. I can't do this.
On the moon?
On the moon.
Yeah. No, he's on the space station.
He's on, that's what he's doing. Well, he should be on the moon.
Is he stuck there?
In 2013, he should be
Why aren't we
moon.
On the moon yet?
Republicans.
I think we need to kill all them.
So well,
we
actually,
go to
I
the
think,
moon.
I think the Democrats killed the space program. But.
Yeah, that's true. God damn it, Obama.
And you know what else? You know what else killed the
I don't
space
know if any
program?
Of that is true.
You know what else killed the space program? NASA fucked up a lot. Like a lot of shit went
well,
wrong.
Well, no matter
for
what,
NASA
is still a, it was, or and I guess still is. Yes,
kinda. I guess
a government agency.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a thing. And whenever you have a government agency, it's never going to be that good. I do.
Got us to the moon in the first fucking place when nobody knew how and they really didn't know if we were going to get back.
Honestly, though, I do feel like space is one of those things. Like, it doesn't... People don't think about it enough. People don't talk about
they
it. I mean,
don't.
Space
you know why?
Is fucking crazy, man.
You can't see space anywhere anymore.
Which... Strange to say.
That's why you fucking nobody talks about space
oh,
anymore.
Oh, you talking about like light pollution and
light
shit?
Light pollution. Everybody lives in a goddamn city. You can't see anything. Like,
yeah, that's awful.
And even if you go to like one of the suburbs around here and like even where I used to live.
Right.
You know, you could see stars. Nothing compared to when there's like a fucking... No streetlights for a mile in either direction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I've told the story before, but it's the first time I ever went up into the mountains and really saw the sky without any light pollution, just complete darkness, blackness, you know, and looked up and like...
Millions.
It's just, you see stars
billions
in the sky, but you don't realize there's like, seriously, just... An infinite amount out there that, you know, it's so much greater. It's just like it's plastered with them.
Yeah.
And they're bright and they're vibrant. And then like every 2 seconds, if you're up that high on a mountain and you're, you know, it's a perfect night, you'll see shooting stars
yep.
every 3 or 4 seconds.
Yep.
Just. Bah, bah.
Dude, what's awesome is I would go to the UP in Michigan and you could see.
I would also go to the UP in Michigan.
And you could see the Borealis up there on a clear night.
Oh, I've never seen the Borealis.
Or
I imagine it's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It is, dude, it's unfucking believable. I can only imagine what it really looks like in Alaska.
Yeah.
And like up north further.
Dude, like we got a big floating dock at our cabin.
Where have you seen it from?
Canada.
Like Canada?
It's Ontario. It's not like far north Canada, but it's Canada.
Enough where you can really see it, I guess.
Oh my God, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just laid on that dock, just with my head on the flat on the dock, just staring upwards.
And it's all sorts of crazy colors too, right? Like there's greens and reds and blues. And like does it kind of just like dance in the sky? Like
it absolutely does.
See that is something I would really like to see one day in my life.
Unbelievable.
Like that's bucket list type of shit.
It's cool because
it's random when it happens too. It doesn't always happen.
You can't really predict it.
Yeah, you can't rely on it.
No,
there are times of the year.
There are times of the year where it's more prevalent. And But
it's a night by night thing.
It's still nice. Like when it starts happening, you're like, oh,
I imagine it must be like,
dude, it must be like
a kind of a cool, dry night or something. No,
I don't even know, but it just looks like a wave of energy.
That's fucking
just
cool.
Just flowing through the sky.
Yeah, hippie talk here, but you know.
But that's exactly what it is. It's like a wave of fucking just, you can't even describe it. It's so sci-fi looking.
Aurora Borealis.
Yes.
Aurora Borealis. This has been Space Talk here on the Ono Radio Show.
On the moon
brain. I'm glad we went to the moon.
I am too. We need to.
You know, every once in a while, you need to go to the moon. You need to reevaluate the cosmos. Just because, you know, gives you more perspective on what's going on down here, you know, and those are true life lessons.
Absolutely.
All right. $600 million Powerball, Duncan.
Yep.
$600 million. It was one here in Florida.
I know, in Zephyr Hills.
Jesus.
Because I bought tickets.
It was like a mile away from my brother's place. like a mile away, like at the gas station that they go to and stuff.
That dude will be broke in
600 million. So what do they get? They get probably 250 out of that? 280?
The cash value, the estimated cash value was about...
If you took the lump sum, right?
It was about just under three.
So after taxes, just under three.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus Christ, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you do with 280? $280 million.
What the hell?
Live off the interest.
Yeah, you mean you immediately start a company, I guess. You immediately put it into a bank. You immediately, you know.
I just live off the interest. That's all I would do.
Yeah.
Not even spend any of the actual money. A little bit of the actual money.
See, I do sort. I know I would, if I had that much
money.
I would do crazy shit, though.
You get like $4 million a year just in interest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I know why people get broke though. Like when they win the lottery, like say you win $3 million in the lottery. Okay.
If you're an asshole,
like to us, like $3 million. Holy fucking shit.
So you take the cash value.
It's a life changer, right?
Yeah.
I mean it is.
To
a certain degree
it can be.
And if you do it right, like but okay, $3 million, you win $3 million.
Take the cash option.
You take the cash option.
1.5.
You're getting 1 point, probably less.
1.2, 1.3.
Yeah. And then at that point, like we've actually all made probably more than $1 million in our lifetimes. You know what I mean? Like you think about it. Maybe not that much, but. We will by the end of our lifetime.
You know what I mean?
Like that's what I'm saying.
We haven't yet.
And my point, though, is that $1 million will go quick. Like, you know, what's the first thing you do? Okay, well, mom and dad need a house. Get them a house. You know, you get a house, you know, like, so you set it up. You know, maybe you buy some land if you're smart. You invest in a company, you know, so now you're down to probably having, once you've done all that and you've spent all that money that way and you've got your money tied up in things, you've probably only got a little bit of change left over. It's probably 100 grand, 2,000, you know,
200,000.
But that's where it goes. You know, it's when you do all that stuff and then you start jet skiing.
Yeah.
You start going, you know.
Or.
You forget that, you know, you probably shouldn't fly first class every time. And no, you're flying you should. All around the world.
Yeah. But, no, you absolutely yeah. should fly first class
you know,
every time.
Yeah, but, you know. You,
at least business.
But when you do it with everything,
yeah.
like.
Yeah, when you immediately go from. If you when you immediately go from living like us to living like.
Exactly. And that's where the money goes. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't no. happen with one thing. It happens with. I've now become accustomed to yes. having the best of every little thing.
Now,
it's flying first class. It's getting. You know,
I have had this it's, fantasy.
It's everything you order offline. You spend the premium money to get it shipped to you the next day. Like that's where
I'm all about that anyway.
Oh no, and I get it. We all do. But if you did that with every yeah. facet of
yeah,
your life,
absolutely.
And you did that with like everything,
and then you started instead you of eating drive through, now you're eating fucking expensive meals.
Exactly.
And
you
yeah.
and
okay.
you, and you can't be the asshole that's not tipping, you know, 50 yeah. bucks on a $20 meal, you know, cuz you got money, you know? They know you got money. You know what I mean? Like they're
You know what I would do? Like it, let's say hypothetically $3 million. First of all, if I hit a retarded jackpot, I have so many plans you don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Shit is going to come to a screeching
halt. Well,
that's
kind of what I wanted to talk
place.
About because it, all of us, I'm sure, have these bizarre ideas of stupid shit. Stupid
okay.
shit that we would do if we were to win that ungodly amount of money. But $3 million, that's, you want
$3
million? Let's do five. Let's do five.
Let's do five.
Bucks.
You say you get 2.5. Let's just call it 2.5
we'll
is what you get.
2.5 is what you're getting, what you can do with your money. Where do you go, Duncan?
What do you do? I do, honestly. What I do is I put it in an account that gains interest, take the whole thing.
Yeah.
And
boring.
Yes.
Yeah,
if it's that low of an amount, well, not that low, but that low of an amount.
You take three quarters of it and you do that, right? Like that's
yeah.
The majority of it.
The majority
it
of it. And I continue to live the way I live.
All right. So what about the playtime money?
Oh, playtime money is travel time.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna do a cannabis fucking world tour, is what I'm doing.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
California to
California,
probably Vancouver,
little Denver, Vancouver, little Holland, little
yep,
yeah.
Amsterdam for sure. UK because I like it there.
Yeah, well,
like good. Nepal for the you know
just to go.
I'd buy a seaplane.
A seaplane.
That's one of the things I would do. I'd buy
a seaplane.
I'd buy parachutes. I've never parachuted.
Now
in
is
life.
This if you I mean, is I'm, this if the five, this is the 2.5 million?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd buy
a seaplane.
I'd buy jet skis.
How much do you think a seaplane costs?
Probably what 200,000, 300,000.
I'll find out.
That's about right. Probably $200,000. You get a seaplane. 300 grand somewhere in there too. Yeah, I think that's not too far off. First thing I'd do is obviously I'd build a mansion and I'd build a fucking kick-ass studio and I'd have a stripper pole. I'd put a window in our studio, and on the other side of the window it could be whatever we wanted in there. Like if we wanted strippers in there, we could have strippers. If we wanted just like.
Strippers There's, and sharks.
We could put midgets in there.
Midgets, strippers, sharks,
zebras.
Maybe
I've
one.
Always wanted a zebra.
So a four-seater seaplane.
But it would be like
grand.
Our own big fish tank full of strippers and zebras.
Yeah,
and midgets.
Yeah.
You know,
sharks.
I think that would be good.
I can get behind that.
Yeah, and then we'll put food in a hole and we'll feed it through a slot. You know, and they have to fight over it. It'd be kind of like a daily death match type of thing. Like, kind of into that.
Yeah.
How much is a seaplane?
It says about $100,000.
See, all right. So you get a seaplane and fly. I'd
fuel is gonna be expensive.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. You're right. Fuel. You'll probably spend $50,000 in the year just on fuel.
Wow. No.
Just to fill it
no,
up.
No. This is. All the ones I'm finding on here. Look, I actually looked up it's seaplanemarket.com.
Guys, if you're in the market,
you're into seaplanes.
We need to do a spot here. We haven't done our spot yet. It's the reason we're really talking about seaplanes.
Yep.
But I want you guys to, you know, I want you guys to think about, you know, hang on, that's not the right music. That's the wrong one. Hang on. I got it. So if you guys If you're thinking about buying a seaplane, check out, what's the site, Duncan?
It is seaplanemarket.com.
Hey, guys, you need to go to seaplanemarket.com.
If you've never been to
Seaplane Market, and you've never, you know, had the experience of flying in a seaplane, you might want to go down there. They do test rides. It's about they take you on an hour-long trip, and you're gonna fall in love with the joy of the seaplane, because. What's the site? Seaplanes.com?
Seaplanemarket.com.
Seaplanemarket.com has all the best seaplanes, and they got the new Schwinn model. The new Schwinn model.
Yes.
Tie.
So you're looking at like 150
grand.
Do you like the
Schwinn? I know you like the Schwinn.
You're looking at 150 grand for like a two-seater.
So, you know, when you get around to it, you need to go to, what's the website again?
You just see it if you could irritate me with it. And it finally worked.
Damn it.
Seaplane Market.
What's the, no, I was doing a plug. I'm trying to do fake plugs now on the show.
Seaplanemarket.com.
So that people could see like where an ad would fit in to the
Seaplane Market.
And you know, do you want to do another ad? We should do another ad.
Oh my god.
What do you want to advertise, Ty?
I love how he looks at you because he knows I'm not going to participate.
Come on, Duncan. Get involved.
No.
Seriously. This is how we're going to make $1 million. This is how we're going to get seaplanes.
Look, there's Borealis right there.
How do you expect to get seaplanes if we're not doing it?
I don't want a goddamn seaplane. I'm not Indiana Jones. I don't need a seaplane.
I need one. Ty needs one.
I have the jacket.
I would take one.
Can you imagine if we... I mean, I could see us just seaplaning around.
We could do like stunts together where we do like twists in the air.
You read my mind. You just... Like, before I even thought of it, dude, I was thinking about stunts. I'm all about stunts.
You be Tom
I
Hanks.
Love stunts. Do you like stunts, Duncan?
Yeah.
Not a big fan of stunts.
Nah, I'm all right with stunts.
You want to do another ad, Ty?
It's Tom Hanks involved.
That's Tom Hanks. Can Tom? You know what I did here? We just got sponsored by Tom Hanks's latest barbecue sauce, and I feel like we should do an ad for Tom Hanks barbecue sauce.
Oh. God damn it.
Well, hey!
Have you heard about the latest, greatest sauce, Ty?
We're talking about Hanks's sauce!
I love Hanks's sauce.
Hanks's sauce!
You know, if I had a sauce, I would pick out of all the sauces.
Out of any old sauce you
can
choose from.
I know a guy that can make a good sauce. You know what his name is? His name?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Talk about Tom.
Tom Hanks is hot, super doozy, doozy fire sauce. Hot Tom Hanks.
Super doozy.
Hot, doozy, doozy fire sauce.
Doozy,
doozy. Doozy,
doozy. It makes you poopsy when it's done. Tom Hanks fire sauce.
Oh my God.
That's a good ad.
I'm hungry.
It's custom advertising. See, that's what we can do for you guys. You know,
we can custom advertise.
We can do
for
custom
you.
Advertise.
I mean, I know
we can...
Duncan hates it, but we both just made like 20 grand.
I just
right there,
dude. Right there, man. Dude, if I just keep, if we keep throwing
account.
These spots
then,
in, we're
gonna
make so much money.
And then it's gonna cost you each 50 grand when Tom Hanks sues you.
Dude, I'm this close boom. To sea boat,
seaplane,
seaplane,
sea boat,
seaplane market.
See, that's my whole. That's my. I kind of do want a sea boat too. Like,
isn't that just a boat?
No, it's a boat.
It's more of a boat.
I think you're wrong.
I think you're a
so
dick.
So, do you
what it
remember?
Is. No, I don't. I have
do
horrible short term memory.
You remember short that guy last week that or when we did a podcast that saved all those women.
Yeah,
that black guy.
Yeah,
and we had that song.
Oh, yeah,
that I'm not gonna play song. The song because I know you'll just like shoot yourself
like
in the face.
Yeah, probably.
But I'd love to hear it too, Ty. Trust me. I would. I'm holding myself back from doing it.
I would like to hear it.
You cocksuckers. But he's got a new interview, and I really this is the update. This is the Charles Ramsey update, and I kind of want you guys to see this. So check this out.
I love that we're a legitimate news source now.
Yeah, we are. Hang on.
Sometimes it is the most unlikely people who step up. Such was the case in Cleveland, when a very idiosyncratic hero emerged.
No,
so much shit going on.
Kidnapping cases in memory. His name is Charles Ramsey. He is a dishwasher turned icon who has a special way with words, as Nightline anchor Cynthia McFadden learned firsthand.
Motherfucker.
At the beginning of the week, Charles Ramsey was a guy who worked in the kitchen at the local Hodges restaurant in Cleveland.
All right, so now we're starting to get the real story of who this fucking guy is.
A hero's tale.
And we're starting to see that, yeah, we've got a little bit of the, you know, okay, we learned last week about his, you know, failing to pay child support and all that shit.
He's black.
But, you know, he's a cook, basically, at this somewhat fancy, I guess, kind of restaurant downtown.
I guess.
Heard from them?
And
about every 10 minutes.
What are they saying?
You crazy.
Well, now we've got a real interview, and it's just, look how cleaned up he is. Look how...
this fancy new backwards...
Yeah.
He went through makeup.
I want you to look at him here.
No, I know.
In comparison.
Yeah.
Okay. So, just check out the interview.
He's cleaned up.
Check out the interview and tell me what you think.
S.O.B.
They must be real proud of you.
So to speak.
In fact, his coworkers have had T-shirts made explaining
Cleveland.
How they see it.
All I can say is the
co-workers
phone here is nonstop ringing.
T-shirts.
They are doing T-shirts. There are people calling to donate money. There are women calling to ask him if he's married.
Yeah.
Chuck stopped in, get his paycheck, saw everyone, and, you know, just wanted to say, still got my job, right? And we're like, of course you still have a job, and said he was looking forward to just getting back to work.
On Monday afternoon, Charles Ramsey says when he heard a woman screaming, he raced over and broke down the door to his neighbor, Ariel Castro's home. The rest, as they say, is history. Even the Cleveland police chief weighed in.
Mr. Ramsey does deserve a lot of credit, and he is...
Why are we giving this guy this much credit?
I have no idea.
He...
I went to McDonald's, I came back.
Yeah.
I was eating my McDonald's, and I was like, oh, girl!
Everyone's calling him a hero, though. That's the thing. Like, he's a hero. Is he?
Didn't she just run into his house? He didn't really help her. Right?
Didn't she? I mean,
he kicked in the door. That's pretty. That's not. I don't know that that's what I would call heroic.
No,
everybody's too quick to throw around the word hero.
It's like it's words like that though. It's words like hero and epic and
awesome.
Yeah, like awesome is a very good example because people use it for everything. When
we
really
use
think
it all the time,
and everybody does, and we all do. Awesome. But when you really think about the word. Awesome is something we can't even really describe.
Exactly.
That's why the word is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it is all encompassing. It is just like...
You're just in awe.
In awe of the thing. So that's what I'm saying about this thing with like him being a hero.
Good Samaritan, yeah.
Yeah.
Deserves a little bit of recognition for what he did, especially considering that they had been missing for 10 fucking years.
What I'm seeing now, though, in this situation, and correct me if I'm wrong, if this guy plays his cards right, he doesn't have to ever really work a job ever again. If he does, if he's smart.
If he's smart.
If he does it right. Yeah. I get the feeling.
I don't know.
Yeah?
No, you know what he does? Because he sells the story. He sells the rights to
the book.
Story.
He
does the book, the movie.
Yep.
You get Denzel to play him. Put on a crazy fucking hairpiece.
You get Denzel to play. I don't know if Denzel's the best choice, dude.
I do.
No. Think about it. If you're gonna make a Hollywood blockbuster out of it,
true. It's gonna be about black rights too. They're gonna if Denzel's in it, it's gotta
it's
like
Malcolm
they,
X.
They've gotta change. They gotta change the meaning.
Yeah, it happened.
Even though it's a story about
it
like,
happened in Selma, Alabama, in 1965.
It's still gonna end up being about black rights and how
yeah.
you know and how that all
which
goes
is down. Fine.
Just saying. You know.
But Morgan Freeman?
He's got the phrase.
And then have him do the McDonald's speech.
He's got the right sort of nappiness in his hair. I could see Morgan.
Don King.
You do need a nap. He's got a nappy hair. You know.
Yeah, Don King.
Wait, what's his name from Django? What's his name? You know his name.
Jamie Foxx.
I say Jamie Foxx pulls it off.
Jamie Foxx can pull that off. That's us actually.
And that's he'll
that
win
could
another
be an
Oscar.
Oscar. That's an Oscar winning performance if he does it. You're right.
You know what?
I think Ty and
we
Elliot.
Are dumb as shit for talking about this on the air because we could be pitching this right now.
We should. We should.
Like, it is still
Jamie
early
Foxx
enough
is
in how
somewhere right now. And,
okay, yeah. Ty, start writing the treatment. Get the script going.
Yeah, you know what that shit means.
I'll help with the screenplay. We'll put it all together. You
set
know,
dressing, bam.
Whatever that means.
Art department.
Yeah.
Holla.
Can you be the art? Yeah, you got,
I got
you
this.
Got that. I'll do the drinking.
That might
yes,
help.
The drinking part of it will help.
Yeah, you guys need that.
You need that.
It's a part of every film.
It is.
You know, the drinking part.
It truly is.
I feel like we need to watch the rest of this and hang on.
I feel like we do.
Hang on. Okay, so here's people calling
him
a hero
again. As to the mother
of
one of the rescued girls.
It was awesome what he did because he could have turned his back and he chose not to.
Yeah.
He chose to help her.
And they're not the only ones.
But where did she go? Yeah, I'm looking at her. She right now. She calling y'all. She on another phone.
She calling y'all.
Place that 911 call saying
that is a very good point. I'm glad you caught that because that's the picture ABC News chose to run with.
Yeah.
That's
no, play it. Keep playing. I'm sure they'll go back
okay,
to it.
Okay, just so that the listening audience understands what we're talking about here. We're watching Charles Ramsey and
there it was.
Yeah. Hang on. But, yeah, that's a solid picture. That's the picture they chose to use whenever they pulled up his voice. Didn't have video for the audio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So it's just
use
a still
the audio.
Photo of him.
It's a still photo of him with
hair,
his eyes closed.
Eyes closed.
Mouth
one teeth,
open.
One tooth
awesome. About three
missing.
Teeth,
yeah.
You know, just disheveled and one tooth missing and nappy-ass hair.
And white-ass
so where
t-shirt.
Did she go? Yeah, I'm looking at her. She right now. She calling y'all. She on another phone.
When he placed that 911 call saying the police needed to come help a woman who said she was Amanda Berry, he gave his cell phone number. It hasn't stopped ringing since.
There are numbers in this phone that start off with.
Was he? He really just. I gotta pee, asshole. Why didn't you say.
945-65-00000-something-something-something-hyphen. So I'm just guessing that's Denmark.
All right. The coolest. What? That's the coolest thing ever. It needs to be rewound. And it's so unfortunate. This is like the whole thing I was trying to play and
here?
Duncan left right before. He
what if I leave? Can I go?
Well, then I'm really fucked. But no.
But wait.
So I'm just guessing that's
this is him talking about him getting calls from all around the world of people that just love him. And because he gave, like, everybody's heard the uncensored audio that's been released and he gives his number out in it. So he's talking about everyone that's been calling his ass ever since it happened. And, you know, he's looking
Denmark.
At it and just, no, you just listen to what he says.
Mark. Hang on. I ain't got no papers. Hyphen something 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 hyphen so I'm just 4565 0 that start off with
right, here we go.
945-65-00000 hyphen something 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 hyphen so I'm just guessing that's Denmark. I ain't got no friends with no numbers with hyphens. I don't even have friends that could spell the word hyphen.
Message after message from a
I mean, that's what he's doing, though. He is. He's like, I'm gonna be Charles Ramsey. Charles
call
Ramsey's
me.
Gonna be a fucking name. He's gonna be.
Call me.
Yeah. Call me.
Give me some love. I'll talk to you.
Denmark.
Denmark, holla at you, boy.
Wish Denmark
would
call us.
Shook a mama, yo, you send me a couple hundred bills, you know, we talk.
That's pretty funny. I never launched Skype tonight.
Well, none of us have gotten a text message.
Sorry, if you have been trying to call,
which we know you haven't. Show,
which, you know, maybe one of you have. My bad. It'll be up for the second segment, which I think we're about there, right, Duncan?
Yeah, why not, I guess.
Should we talk about the sword a little bit?
Yeah, we really should, because they're awesome.
Okay, no, I think we should do that before we go to break. First off, I was going to introduce a segment this week that we didn't really get to, and I was going to say it was going to be called something like, What the Fuck Did Duncan Do This Week? And I was going to have a big intro.
But we never got to the intro.
But I failed to prepare it, really.
Yeah, that'll happen. Cock punch.
Didn't look.
just struck.
Uh-huh.
Still yeah, felt weird.
I've been fucking working, but I've also been listening to a lot of The Sword. Saw them open up for Clutch last week, and they were just fucking... Dude, they were so good. Like, I don't...
Explain to everybody, because I'm only somewhat familiar with who Clutch is.
Clutch is
I
love the sword.
I've been
listening to them since their first album, actually, but for sure.
But The Sword is kind of what I want
to
get
into. I saw them at a smaller place here in Orlando. It was crazy to see it, like a small.
How many pieces in the band?
Four.
Four piece.
Guitar, guitar.
Typical lineup.
Lead guitar, rhythm is vocals as well, bass and drummer.
Where are they from? Do you know?
Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. Yeah. So they're hipsters.
Yeah.
No, hipsters just like them, so they live in Austin, Texas.
Dude, Austin is such a rad city, though.
Austin is pretty fucking cool from what I hear.
I was going to say, you can't associate Austin with hipsters because Austin is a fucking weird, rad town.
It is weird.
And they have great food there.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, these guys, they're a very... they're a throwback to like the old 70s guitar driven bands.
Zeppelin-ish type of
thing. Yeah, Sabbath-y. Like I was with His Holiness, the Pope of all scumbags. What is that? Is that a voicemail?
Holy fuck.
Oh, that's a...
Do you remember a fan we've had on the show before? The Ninja Chick? Remember what was her name? Secret Ninja Chick. Remember Secret Ninja Chick?
Yeah, all right.
It looks like Secret Ninja Chick is trying to send me a file. I don't know.
Ninja. I hope it's titties.
It's a movie, and I feel like she might be trying to participate in the show. So.
That's fantastic.
So we're gonna watch all right. this movie here.
I mean, I hope it's dirty, but
if there's tits in it, it's definitely gonna get shown.
Yeah.
But okay, go on with more.
So, dude, they are just like they came out and they, as soon as they started playing, it was just like, a really dirty, fuzzy.
Do you have a song
town.
You can play in the background while we talk
yeah,
about
I
it?
I do. You're goddamn right, I do.
This is a show I was supposed to be at too.
I know,
and I mostly blame Duncan, but it's my fault.
It is
a little
my
bit.
Fault.
Ooh, I'm tingly.
Dude.
Yeah? I bet this is really good live.
Dude, like, all of it is just super heavy guitar driven. Like, dudes are just up there jamming, and like, it has that groove that everything is missing right now.
Right. Oh, nice, yeah.
Now, I want you to wait and tell me what you think when this guy starts singing. Because I immediately drew a correlation to a very famous vocalist.
Okay, so you're
here you
gonna
go.
Test me here. It's Ozzy.
Thank you.
It's Ozzy.
These guys are like Black Sabbath for the 2000s.
Yeah. No, that's Ozzy, though.
Yeah.
It seriously might as well be Ozzy.
I know.
Really.
And dude, these guys are...
One second. That's Ozzy! No, that's pretty fucking crazy. That's cool as fuck, though.
And they do, like...
So they're taking over for Black Sabbath, because Black Sabbath's old.
Yeah. And I will report on that fucking show when I go to that,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. That's gonna be cool. I mean.
Dude, this,
Wish I could spend that much money on fucking tickets to a show.
Girlfriend
Jeez.
Has a credit card. Because otherwise we'd have been in the lawn.
Yeah.
But she was with me in the fact that I'm like, I can't do the fucking lawn anymore because I hate people.
I understand it, man. It's one of their... It's
probably going to be the last tour.
The last tour. I know every band says that about eight times, but...
Only really Kiss. But most other bands...
It's about time, though, for it really to be...
Yeah, they're putting out a new album. They're going to do probably a year-long, maybe two-year-long tour. But I can't run the risk of any of them dying mid-tour.
Right.
So, and she's never seen them.
Neither have I. I mean,
dude, get lawn seats. They're $40. And come with us.
Go to Tampa.
At least go and see Sabbath.
You know...
You two can get fucking shit house drunk in the lawn,
and then we can ride back with them.
And then I will come up from my nice fancy seats.
Now it's sounding okay. So you're gonna be just the
I'll be the responsible adult like I always am.
I can see how this is gonna go, though. I can see this. Like, you'll be so fucking pretentious.
No,
you'll be. Oh, look at you guys down in your lawn.
You'll be behind me.
I know you'll be just.
No, I won't give a fuck.
They sell the really big beers there, though. So you get like two of those.
We could throw them at Dunkin'.
No, see, because here's what's going to happen.
I'm telling
you. Because I'm your boy and Andrew WK is opening.
This is true.
I will be in the lawn with you for Andrew WK.
I'm going to go down there. I'm going to. If I get kicked out afterwards, just have to hang out at, you know,
out by the car?
Yeah.
You won't know where the car is.
I don't know. I just...
Dude, the parking at that place is so retarded anyway.
Yeah.
And it's Tampa. I kind of know Tampa. Tampa's an interesting city, actually.
It's not, but it's outside Tampa.
You know what's interesting about Tampa, though? Is Tampa's one of those deceivingly large cities.
Yeah.
Like, you don't think it's as big when you go there and you look at it on a map. Like, it's a lot bigger than Orlando, first off.
But yeah.
It's deceivingly big. Like, it's
especially once you get areas. In it.
Oh, yeah. Like, once you're in the heart of it, it's...
Oh, my God.
It's kind of a whoa. Like, it feels like a real city. Nah, like Orlando does. When you're in the heart of Orlando, it kind of does, but you can go three streets that way and it doesn't anymore.
And it's, yeah, then it's the hood.
That's kind of what I feel.
Yeah, Tampa was my first city on tour.
That
was where I started my first tour. So we were at the St. Pete Times Forum for 2 weeks. Ginger, don't be a whore.
Hey,
get down.
She fucking has been a piece of shit lately. What a piece of shit cat she's been.
Meow.
She tore up my blinds, dude, in the living room.
Yeah.
Completely ruined them. Like, I had to... It was one of those things I literally had to, like, re-thread the thing. Like, and about 8 of the panels, like, I had to re-thread them all one by one by one. Ginger was... Yeah. She was not my friend that day.
But, yeah, Tampa was... dude, that arena... was fucking stupid huge, and I remember having to walk from the hotel, which was about a 20-minute walk away, and just going from the humidity of Tampa in August, coming directly from the Midwest.
Right.
Yeah.
We are not used to that.
Oh, my
whatsoever.
God. I thought I was going to die. Like, and the first month I was on tour, we were in Florida.
Ugh.
Like...
That explains why you ended up here and you're okay with it, because you were able to survive the bullshit. You know, at some point, all of us have to do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, if you live in Florida, it's one of those things like you have to basically give in to the fact that, okay, this I'm going to live in the soup. That's what you have.
You
to
have
do.
To succumb to it.
Yeah.
You have to just give in and you have to do away with any hope of being comfortable ever.
Right, just I'm always going to be gross.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is.
Florida, as soon as you hit Florida's state line, it smells funny. And especially like if you're no, I'm serious, because it's so humid all the time that we all stink more than we would if we were.
Absolutely. In total agreement with exactly what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Like, I know exactly what you're saying. Florida has just this permeating smell and feeling. Like, it's got this nasty...
It's sweaty. It's fucking...
Florida sticky. People in Florida are just exuding sweat all the time. Like, it doesn't ever really stop. And drugs. Beer and drugs. And just imagine that constantly. Like, it's a party place, and there's people like me that are just boozy, and it's just like, you know, beer sweats coming out, meat sweats on fat people. And there's a lot of fat tourists that come down, and then there's meat sweats.
Dude, I have friends.
Oh, tourists are the worst. We live in the worst place in the world.
We do. We really do. I have friends that if it's a hot-ass day outside, you will swear that they are sweating resin. Because it smells like fucking pot so bad. I'm like, you need to drink more water.
Yeah.
Because goddamn, man. Yeah.
On that note, I think it's time for a break. Anybody agree?
That was a solid first segment.
Yeah. I think it was good, too.
Ginger agrees.
Did you want to play some more Sword
for us while we go on break?
I think Sword would be a good break time. Just start the album from the top, and we'll just roll through
it. Well, I kind of want to start.
Unless you have one that's a good opener or whatever. You know.
Let's do this. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. There we go.
Oh, I like that.
I knew you would.
Synthy action. I do like some. I like that.
This was weird for them.
Yeah, this is very weird for them.
This is weird for them.
Yeah, this is not. I'll play some of their older stuff.
Oh, this is cool though. All right.
This is a very psychedelic song. Like,
I love this shit.
I'm like, this dude has done some fucking drugs, because the only way you're singing about this shit is if you had those thoughts. Like, you don't just have those thoughts unless acid or something puts them there.
Right.
Either way, this is the Ono Radio Show. Acid or not, we'll be right back. Well, I want to say right back. We'll be back when we feel like it.
Goddamn right.
Because we're taking a break, and we're coming back with more show and doing a second segment. And we'll give it 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Something like that. Fuck all y'alls. What, you don't like my sailor song?
Vagina. You guys don't like it?
I
love a sea shanty.
You don't like it?
What? I liked it. I was jamming.
I feel like we need vagina, 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 vagina. Yes, I like you a lot. All right.
That's a really good opening.
That was a fantastic opening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back
to the second segment.
Hey, we're hanging out. What are you doing? You hanging out?
I just
what
ate, are you like, wearing? Eight Reese's peanut butter cups.
To counteract the beer? So
to counteract all the beer so the sugar would calm down and all the beer would, you know. You know what? It works, though. A little peanut butter and sugar and chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Reese's peanut butter cups are delicious.
Oh my god! Mm-hmm. Here I am. I'm gonna do another one.
That's fine. I've been munching on them all night.
This is the second segment. Like Duncan previously said.
Do you want one? I got one for you.
Oh.
There's one for you, tall man.
I win.
Don't be nice to him. It's.
You know what? I'm not convinced that I'm not part lizard myself.
We're a lizard.
You're not a lizard.
That might be why Ty's lizard magic doesn't work on me.
Ty, tell him he's not a lizard.
I don't want to
tell him
anything.
Coming from a lizard man.
You all have to experience lizardness on your own. You know,
No.
Ty and I have experienced some lizardy behavior together.
No, you don't get it. Ty's actually. Sorry, I'm eating another peanut butter cup.
Pretty good.
Ty is actually a lizard man.
I'm a little bit lizardy.
Just a little.
No, you don't get it.
Would you shut?
He can metamorphose. Is that animaniacs? I don't know.
He can metamorphosize.
That thing.
Yeah.
He does it. I've seen it.
Uh-huh. But you were also
on. Hit me once or twice.
Yeah.
Didn't kill me, though.
Tried. Just hit you a few times.
I didn't hit you, did I?
Yeah, you know, snaking around.
Well, you were pretty...
lizardy.
See, he can
I was just hanging out. You're being a dick. I was like, I'm going to hang out with Owen because he's my friend.
Yeah, but he shows up in the form of a snake.
Whatever.
You didn't tell people that part. That's kind of an important part of it all.
No.
Freaky.
I wasn't trying to eat you.
Ty is so
Dude, why can't you just chill with Snake Man?
Ty is so sketchy, though.
Why can't you chill with Snake Ty? Dude, I've hung out with Snake Ty plenty of times. He's not that sketchy.
If I knew it was Snake Ty, I would have hung out with him. But he can't just be poking his head up
like that
and not expect me to hit it with a shovel.
Did you ever find that snake, by the way?
No. It's part of the ongoing saga of the the lawn.
Yeah.
I mowed it.
Saw that.
I was expecting, you know, that was a very interesting thing, actually, because when I mowed the lawn, you have to do one of those, like, side moves, and it keeps coming, the grass keeps getting bigger and bigger as you get into the center, is where the snake probably is. And you're just, like, doing one of those moves where you're pushing the lawnmower, but you're, like, standing by the side.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, fuck. It was an awful scenario. But I mowed the whole lawn. No snake. So
be glad you didn't hit it with a fucking push mower.
Well, here's. I'm glad you brought it up.
Because that shit is horrible.
I'm glad you brought it up, but...
Probably worse.
Think about this, though. I did hit the snake on the head.
Uh-huh.
Clean shot. Boom, before it hit the ground. Clear, you know.
Yeah.
Dunk.
Clear hit. So, and the snake kind of did slither off, but it was definitely retarded. So either something got it, or it's really playing a game.
Yeah.
Because
I
want
to put my money on it's just fucking with you so hard.
Part of me feels the same way. I feel like it's out there.
Yep.
I'll show my face again.
Have you ever encountered that, though? Because lizard. Stop. Just. It's a lizard thing, man.
I'm not getting anything.
Ty is a lizard person. I mean, that's all there is to say about it, man. All
right. He's never metamorphosed into anything else while he was around me.
You don't like him as much as me, huh?
I don't know. We've been under some pretty intense circumstances.
I caught him. Yeah. I caught him one time.
Caught me?
Yeah, I caught him. Yeah, it was kind of like, man, he didn't mean to show me this one. But
this is lizard wiener?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he meant to show you that.
I probably did.
He's very scaly. I think it, you know.
That's an STD.
Yeah.
I haven't been checked in a while.
But I'm just going to raw dog it in here, see what happens.
You don't mind, right?
You don't mind. You're good, right? I'll just put it in your butt. It's fine.
What was that segment? What do we do there? Was that?
Was what?
I'm surprised this is even recording.
You were hoping it wasn't recording and we could start over. No such luck for you. Instead, you're...
So check this out. There's this guy.
There's a
He's
dude.
He's about to...
base jump.
Base jump.
GoPro in it.
GoPro off the cliff. Woo! Now, everybody does these GoPro videos, right?
Yeah.
Extreme sports, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
gonna
dirt back
GoPro
and...
GoPro on
yeah.
my head, gonna jump off a cliff and...
Yep.
Well, some of them end up with people getting hurt.
Yeah.
And really, like, things going wrong.
Yep.
And this might be one of those occasions.
All right.
So, this is a guy.
We got a real close-up view of a cliff.
It's California.
Okay.
He's just jumped off a cliff. And as
we're
looking at it, I'm gonna rewind it a tad.
What are we, 4 seconds in?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can probably... Yeah, there you go.
All right. So yeah, he's gonna jump off the cliff.
Yay, bro.
Yeah.
And it looks like everything's gonna be good originally, but oh, things go wrong.
Yeah.
And I want you guys to see this.
We'll play
because,
it. We'll narrate.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna jump off here.
And he's off.
Oh,
he's off. GoPro view. And he pulls his chute. Pulls his chute. Good view of the ocean. Oh shit, there's some rocks. Oh, bounce, spin,
I'm bouncing,
lots of spinning, oh,
running,
lots
running,
of bouncing,
running
down
mountain,
the
ow, mountain,
I'm
ow,
dying
mountain,
a little
ow,
bit.
Ow, more mountain.
I might be dying.
Ow.
Oh. Oh.
Oh. Right. And there he is.
Is he dead?
On there? No, he's alive. Knocked retarded. That's literally knocked stupid. That's what that is. I don't know if that's the technical term for it, but dude, if you've ever seen somebody get hit so
painful,
hard,
yeah.
It happened to me when I fell off a moving Jeep. I was fucking knocked stupid.
He rolled down a mountain.
Down a fucking mountain.
That's what he did. His shit got caught up and he rolled down
God
a fucking mountain.
God damn.
All right, look at it.
No, 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 don't fucking cut me away. Why not?
Don't touch me.
I'm just going to cut on the cutaway handle. All right?
Is he all right?
That's not California, dude.
That's yeah. I guess that isn't. That's somewhere in like that's Australia or something.
That's Italy.
Is that what it was? I don't care.
You don't know.
I got that really wrong, huh?
That's what the sign or the flags on the fucking pole back there were.
I'm driving him to the hospital here.
He's popping his head up, so that's good.
Yeah. Ooh. Makes you think, though. Yeah, jumping. Mechanics. Stop jumping off cliffs. Cliffs, people. Why are people jumping off cliffs? Come on.
I mean, I've jumped out of an airplane that was pretty
Did
fun.
You?
I'm not going to lie. That was pretty fun.
I'm not sure that people should
I really
be jumping
want
to off
skydive.
Cliffs.
But I would, yeah, skydiving, do that. But cliff diving.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, it's too... Too like, low for
I
you
wanna,
to ever really
I,
get the parachute
yeah.
out right and like all
yeah.
that stuff.
I
would
get a
go
rush.
Skydiving though. Skydiving sounds like a blast.
Some friends of mine went skydiving in New Zealand when we were there.
You
I
know
was
what
like,
we should do for the podcast?
Hell yeah.
Go skydiving?
We should, no, we could either do that or we could spend money and do a podcast and do a thing in the...
Indoor skydiving?
Yeah, the indoor skydiving thing.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. We could GoPro it.
We could all GoPro it. We could look at each other, yep. do it all at the
That's
same
awesome.
Time. And we'll podcast about the whole thing. We can do it while we're there.
When
the shit's going mobile.
Mobile. Time to go mobile.
Time to go mobile.
I've had like one interaction with a GoPro where when I was with Cirque, we taped it to the brim of my hat. And I went up to the follow spot, which is about 30 feet up the mast.
Oh.
So and it's in a swivel chair, so like literally, you know, so it's all it is my point of view down the follow spot, and all you can see really is like my hand, you know, doing the gels and whatnot and
right.
just sweeping back and forth. But we did a whole 10-minute behind the scenes of what happens during the show backstage, under the stage,
oh, that's
up in
cool.
the follow spot. Yeah. I'll show it to you sometime when I remember, which will be in like a year.
Oh, man. Maybe this more. Really is the second segment.
We it really is the second. No, we don't.
You want to see what the rest of the Bible says? Just in case there's some brilliance in there?
The rest of the Bible?
Oh, yeah. Well, Owen's Bible. You know, the show Bible.
I was like,
not the Bible Bible.
Bible-y.
No, it's not time to go Bible.
It's true.
Time to go Biblo.
To the Bibli.
The Bibli.
This is something that we should have talked about way, way sooner.
My wiener. Boobs.
Way sooner.
Wiener.
Do you remember Amanda Bynes?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Okay.
Dude, okay. So when Amanda Bynes is like 12 years old, I totally wanted to fuck her.
Me too.
And it was more acceptable for you. Being because a few I years like younger the same than me. Age, yeah, I was oh, not. Man, I was like, was yeah, so that dirty like, little whore.
I wanted to do things.
And then she got older and she got really hot. And now.
Wait, who is she?
Amanda Bynes, she was on okay, all
she
that.
She was on all that. She's a Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon
TV
girl,
star.
Blonde girl.
I know this girl.
You know
this
it.
This is all that.
No, hang on. Don't do that.
All that.
You know it. Now you know it.
Yeah.
Of course we know it, but.
I just can't picture her. But anyways, it's all right. Keep going. Keep telling your shit.
She
porned it?
What are those? Yeah, she's kind of whoring it up. She's a loose cannon, one would say.
Oh.
She's got, what are those piercings called, Duncan? In the cheeks?
She's got dermal implants.
Those ones, yep.
She's trying to turn herself into a black porn star.
Yeah.
Is what she's trying to do. Let's.
I'd still bang her though. That's the thing,
dude. Now, no. Okay, then.
Oh, you wouldn't.
Okay.
Now, dude.
Oh, come on.
No, hold on.
What? Oh, come on.
I don't know, man. I probably would.
You come.
Yeah. I totally would.
Yes, I know.
I totally would.
I know you would.
So the other one, how old was she that I just looked at?
That one, she's probably like 19, 20. Hold on, I'm trying to find.
Okay. I don't feel so bad about being one, all right man. With
that's what I'm trying to find.
Okay.
She was all hot, and now she's...
She got a lot of work done. Plastic surgery, the whatever they're fucking called, implants.
That I don't really care about. If you can pull it off, you can pull it off.
She's
if not, you can't.
Absolutely goddamn nuts.
Yeah.
There's yeah, like this that. Is a recent picture.
What?
Yeah.
That bitch looks cray.
Yeah. That's from her Twitter.
It's the same girl?
Same girl, bruh.
Dude, she just smoked some crack.
Bruh.
She's all giving kissy crack face.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty rough, bro.
Wow.
Aw. Wah, wah, wah. Wow. Amanda Bynes loses.
Wow.
But then there's... But
you'd
then
still
there's,
go with that there? I just looked at?
Okay, now...
She's a kindred spirit. I feel like we can hang out, you know?
And she'll probably suck your cock.
Oh, yeah. She does seem like a total... Whore.
Yeah.
I imagine she is, though. You know, she lives in New York. She lives the fancy lifestyle.
Does she really have that much money from all that?
She is just all... She's blowing Kenan's cock.
Kenan.
There's some orange soda.
Okay, so these are... this is some... These are new pictures that she posted. I mean, and she looks, her body looks banging in that, but her face is still just like destroyed.
This girl is freaking me out.
Right? It's like, it's Lindsay Lohan-esque, but to a whole new level.
Yeah.
It's rough, isn't it?
I mean, I'm trying to think of the situation if I dip it, but... I don't know.
Well, one tweet that made that got some news that she posted was, "I want Drake to murder my vagina." That was, and I think that's hilarious. But at the same time, I'm like, oh. You should want.
Bitch wants to get fucked.
Yeah.
She wants a black dick. Yeah. Up in that.
And that's what she used to look like.
That's what I'm saying.
So sweet.
I know. And then fucking.
Bleh. Oh. You'd bang it. Ty, would you? You would. Yeah, you would.
I bet there's more situations where I wouldn't than I would. I'd say there's a situation out there where I'd totally do it, but.
Probably more situations where you're like, yeah, I totally can't.
I'm sorry, but crack horn a little too much for me.
Yeah.
I'm sure you
little much.
Yeah.
I'm looking at all these pictures from when she was like 16. I know, but who, dude, how many other fucking child stars turned into train wrecks? The answer, all of them.
Was she in Bring It On?
No, I don't think
ever.
So.
Olsen twins.
Yes. Yes, anorexic, and then I would kill them for killing Heath Ledger.
Which one would you bang?
Both. I don't care. I don't care. I don't have a preference to which skinny, whore.
I forget which one, but I'm being honest here. One of them is... Yeah, I'm drunk. I'm sorry. But one of them is hotter than the other.
I think Mary-Kate is the hotter one. She is the one that has more of a legitimate...
thicker one?
She's the one that has more of a legitimate acting career.
Oh, there
was... Really?
She was in Weeds for...
That was Mary-Kate?
I think it was.
Oh, I think I like that one. I think that's the one I'm talking about.
I don't know if one's hotter or not. They're twins, right?
They look in the face, but... No, like one of them's got a little bit more.
Aren't I right though? One of them is a little thicker than the
dude,
other.
Dude, okay, you can't say that one of them is a little thicker when you're talking about the Olsen twins
because they are anorexic. No, I think there is one.
One of them is almost
healthy looking. And
no, one of
one
them is
like
almost not
Skeletor.
Malnutritious. Is not malnutritious.
No, there's one that's Skeletor, and then there's the other one that's
Skeletor. That's Kate Moss.
Okay, more about that level. Yeah.
Skeletor.
Yeah. So.
But,
yeah, I mean, they're both just drug-addled fucking used up.
I would do it.
I would totally do it.
I don't care.
Remember when they did the,
how old are they now?
In their 20s.
Yeah, they're fucking like our age. They're like
perfect.
Perfect.
No, they aren't our age.
No, they're not our age.
Still like 22 or 3.
No, they're not. They're 25 now.
Nah.
Yeah, they are.
Stand by for internet.
What are we making bets here? We're making bets.
All right, No, seriously?
Owen's going with 25 because he's a...
I'm saying 23.
Okay, I'm going... Actually, no. Okay, Olsen twins are 26 years old is what I'm betting. I'm betting 26.
I say 24. That's tops. I feel bad going that old. I remember seeing them as babies, but I was also young. Baby Olsen's on Step by Step.
1986. Wow, really?
That's their birthday?
They were born in 1986.
I was born in 86. I'm 27.
Yeah, they're 27.
I predicted 26.
I want to get down with some
Olsen. Right? This is what I'm saying.
Booyah, bitches.
Damn.
That's all I'm saying.
I got a year on you, girls. What's up?
What's up, bitches? They were like buddies with Heath Ledger.
Yeah,
when
I know.
Heath Ledger like did that whole overdose thing and died.
Yeah.
What a bummer that was.
Really was.
Guess.
Man. This has been a fucking show and a half.
Oh, hasn't it?
I think last week was last week worse or better? We were real dick to Duncan last week, I think.
So. I guess. He said we were, but I don't really remember it.
I think Owen remembers the cocksuckerhood.
We were kind of assholes.
What did we do?
I don't know. We were kind of assholes.
You were just kind of dicks.
I didn't do it.
I tried not to be.
It worked out. It worked out very well.
But this, I'm trying to also compare this episode to the last episode. And it's... it's once again, the show is it's off the rails.
Yep.
It's the show.
A little bit off.
This is the second week in a row. That junction. It's just driving down.
It just keeps just going further. Yeah. Hey, wait. I might have something that'll kill about 5 minutes. Ty, did you watch the nerd announcement yesterday?
The Xbox One.
Oh, the Xbox thing. I did. It was in my book.
I know. We talked about this. That's why I reminded you, fucking drunkie.
I wasn't overly impressed.
I haven't watched it, and Owen hasn't watched it. So for everybody, like, well, what sticks out in your mind?
They want to kind of take over what Apple TV does, I think. But they want to make it your all-in-one inclusive. Like, when you turn your TV on, your Xbox One controls what you do. Like, you can watch TV. You could go to games. You can all do this very quickly too. Like, it's
so basically the exact same way
media center type of idea.
Kind of.
So the same way that my PS3 is now.
A little bit, but it's definitely a step up from that too. Like, I mean, I understand what you're saying because I've done it from every central media center.
I like the idea that somebody wants to take that market. I don't feel.
But that's also where PlayStation's headed too with their PS4.
PlayStation's a little bit different. I feel like. Their PlayStation's going to be the better gaming console.
I think,
and that's hard for me to say. I'm an Xbox fan.
Never owned an Xbox. I've been an Xbox fan.
I owned them both, and I've had multiple 360s because I
go through them. I
beat them up.
I've had multiple PS3s.
I'm not really a gamer. Had multiple
PS2s. I saw the first gen PS3.
The big bulky fucker.
Yeah.
Mine crapped out on me.
I won mine on one of those fucking block games. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You, like, stack up the blocks to the top.
No shit.
I won that shit from a block game in East Orlando.
I was going to say, in like an awesome old town?
No. But it was awesome because...
explain that game again. What it is, it's a
digital, like it's a blue background and then there are light blue squares and it flashes across the...
you have to hear the music too because if the music in the place is overpowering the music from the machine, it screws up your rhythm. You can't...
So you
but basically what happens is as these blocks travel across,
go back and forth,
you start with like three. Yeah.
And then if you miss.
Hang on. What's it called?
Block game, man. I'm telling you.
Hang on.
It's like digital machine type of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you would play at an arcade or some shit. Yeah.
Or like sitting at a bar? Like one of those? No.
They have them at malls every now and then. They're all over the place. But I'm a master at that shit, and I also won a Zune from all right.
So how much? Okay. So if I gave you, if we were to invest, we need. Okay.
They have them at like the airports. This is what it looks like.
I spent like $30 to get me a PS3.
And the light blue dots travel across back and forth, and you hit the button. Yeah. And then you have to line them up and stack it all the way up to the top. But if you overlap them...
And it gets faster, obviously.
And it gets faster, but if you...
What is wrong with you to be able to do that right?
Dude, the first thing when I Googled it, the first thing that came up is how to beat Stacker Arcade Game.
Yes.
Oh, so there's like a trick to it.
I don't know what the trick is, but I know I've mastered it. I haven't done it in a while.
You know what? I'm really good at the skill crane. I'm really good at the crane grab.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking machine at those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The crane's but always, the trick they feel is, shiesty to me.
They are shiesty, but the trick but is you
also
have
get
to shiesty not...
when you get at the top. Like I've definitely hit it where it should go and then it skips one. But if you spend $30 to $40, you'll get your $300 to $400 machine out of it, you know.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm good at arcade wise is
air hockey.
No. Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Yeah. All right, I'll give you that. That's
but
okay.
I can only play as Ken. I fucking hate Ryu. I hate Ryu. Ryu feels funny. Like,
I can play as anybody.
No man, his hair's not
I like
right.
Some Blanca.
Blanca.
Oh, fuck Blanca.
I love
fuck
fucking
you.
Raping Dalsim. People
fuck
with
you
Blanca.
Dalsim.
Dalsim's
all right. I'll fuck somebody up with Dalsim. I'll get you my stretchy arms on and fuck you up.
I hate Dalsim. I hate that
and Guile. Dude, I can fuck you up with Guile. I will fucking sonic boom you.
I do have a trick up my sleeve, though, because I can M. Bison the fuck out of someone.
Well, that's always...
And when M. Bison gets going, you don't stop the Bison.
Dude, I have friends that used to play way too much. Don't stop the Bison. I have friends that used to play fucking like Marvel versus Capcom way too much. And dude, like they're doing 50-point combo or 50-hit combos and shit.
I've been in those games.
I've been in those games too, and it is fucking brutal.
Nah, I'm actually pretty awful at it, but I do like Ken. I like his roll. I like the
token white guy.
Like he does the roll like that, and like you know the
Hadouken.
Hadouken.
Well, obviously those.
Hadouken.
Even more specific than that. Hadouken. Like, remember the SNES controller. You sorry, SNES. I'm European.
The SNES controller, the Super Nintendo controller.
But you know, top two buttons. You do that roll. You do that kick with the top two buttons. Yep. You hold the top two buttons.
Oh, and it does the bicycle kick.
He holds his no. He doesn't do the bicycle kick. He holds his feet like he does this like he holds both his feet and he like bah, bah, like.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was bad. The bone. I would fucking own people with like two moves. I would know like Hadouken, shababab, Hadouken, shababab, and people would just get so
mad.
Angry
it's
at
like
you.
Playing like, Mortal Kombat and the asshole that uses Scorpion and just keeps hitting you with the fucking harpoon,
finish.
Or Sub Zero and the freezing
over.
You. Now,
get over. Yeah, that's what
I would like to state for the record that my favorite console of all time. Was the Sega Dreamcast.
Dreamcast,
bro. Dreamcast was so ahead of its time.
It was.
And if Dreamcast was released today, it would blow the shit. Like, if they had that technology and that drive.
No, you're right. It was ahead of its time.
Way ahead of its time. It was better than the PS1.
Well, it was before, DVDs even really existed. Yeah.
But it was the first one that had internet access. Like, that, I mean, Phantasy Star Online was on that.
And people, I remember people being like, no one's going to do that. Like, that's stupid.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, people were like, no.
What I thought was cool is your little memory cards, the VMUs, the video memory units.
Right.
You plug into the big controller, but they had mini games on them that you could use to unlock shit for your regular game. Like, you play your mini game, it was almost like a Tamagotchi.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like a little digital pet or whatever, and like there were little, you know, little 8-bit digital games. You know, you play, you beat, and then you upload it back into your thing, and it unlocks something for the game. And
that's fucking cool as shit, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's... I feel like... In like that's the next step with gaming too, is like multiple devices connecting within games. Like that would be cool as fuck.
Well, I think that's what PlayStation is trying to do with the PS Vita.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, it's like it's kind of like the new PSP, but it's more interactive through your PS3 and like more of a media server.
I'm so out of that like gaming realm, you know. Like
I'm not.
You know, what do you play? Like what's like Skyrim and shit.
I play Skyrim. I play some first person shooters. I play Guitar Hero.
See, I wish
I play nerdy games.
Yeah, I don't have like the only thing I have is a fucking Wii, you know. And you get bored with a Wii, you know.
You can buy Guitar Hero for the Wii.
You know,
what you're saying.
But
you're probably one of those people that doesn't like Guitar Hero though.
I don't. I hate Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
You hate it, really?
Dude, I used to hate it. I hated it until the first time I played it, and I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah, it was so easy,
actually,
being
a
guitar player.
I can play a lot of the shit, but I'm just
like... I remember just like being like, oh, this is fun. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get angry at it, man. I'm not that good. Like I've tried to develop myself, and I've got up in levels and stuff, and then like there's some shit, and I'm just like, no... I can never play that.
I honestly played Guitar Hero for the first time in a year earlier this week. And I still...
Okay, sorry, go on.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask, how much different is Rock Band from Guitar Hero?
Not very.
Not that much.
It's squares
is
instead
it the
of
same
circles.
Shit?
Yeah. Well, basically what happened is there were a few different companies involved in the making of Guitar Hero. And there was like Harmonix, and then there was Red Octane and Activision... And
how
all
do you know all this?
I'm
nonsense.
A nerd.
I remember all this.
So all these companies were together for the first Guitar Hero. And that was a moderate success. So then when they did a better set list, better game like format and engine for the game, the companies kind of split off, and like a couple of them went over here and did Rock Band, which I want to say was Activision and Harmonix.
Was it Harmonix?
Yeah, because and then Guitar Hero
their
was
drums
Red
were
Oct-
a little better, you know, like there is little
until
minor
the later
differences.
Games came out, and then Guitar Hero's drums yeah. were, you know, I mean, it was all just a matter of preference. I have both games. Like I have a shit ton of Guitar Hero and a couple of different Rock Band games, and it just, you know, like I play them because they have a bunch of different songs in it. I have the Metallica Guitar Hero. So awesome. Yeah.
So I think it's, you know, one of those shows.
Yeah.
We might have to, you know, wrap things up.
Probably a good idea.
Usual, but
shush.
You do have to be up at ridiculous o'clock.
Oh, God. Fuck me in the ass.
Ty's not too far off. One of the things I did want to bring up is the clip that somebody, like, Secret Ninja Chick sent us mid-show.
Ooh,
so
then we got distracted. Then we got upset. Yes, I did. Then we got upset because there are no titties involved.
Titties.
I mean, I usually get upset. Like, I assume that if I'm getting a video.
Well,
of
we took
anything,
a peek at it just to see what it was, but we haven't seen
no.
it in
I
total.
Mean, there could still be.
It's possible.
Exposed breasts, but
I'd be surprised, but it looks to me like it's some sort of corporate event, and it might be like karaoke going on or something.
Maybe.
So, I don't know.
I can't tell.
It looks like
I'm
weird
far away.
Shaped That's, boobs from here.
Let's at least check out the
let's see
the clip.
Let's see the clip.
He always in the air, but he never fly. Go here. Drip, drip, till the other shit dip. When he make a drip, dip, kiss him on the lips. If that's the kind of thing I was looking for. And
oh,
yes,
wow.
you get slapped
is
if you're
that
looking
her?
Hot.
That's Secret Ninja.
You're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, like telling a lie. I mean, you're so shy and I'm loving you, Ty. You're like better than the guy with the thing on his eye. Oh, yes, I think yes, I do.
Sexy
so
shit.
Yes, I am thinking of you. I'm back to the
Look at her,
back
dude.
Up and chuck
pretty
the
awesome.
I don't know. I'm pretty turned on by that. I think she did a really good job there. You can keep sending those.
Yeah, absolutely. That was
anytime,
pretty awesome.
Anytime you want to do a little sing song dance for us, you know, you're more than welcome. We encourage that sort of thing.
We do here. Encourage that.
And that goes for anyone, really.
Absolutely. Please,
you know, give us
hit us up on the Facebook. That's the easiest. Just share whatever you want with us. We don't care.
Yeah, share it. You know, give us some love. You
yeah.
know?
For fuck's sake.
Share some
for fuck's sake.
Videos of you dancing.
Oh, guys, you need to go to the iTunes.
Sexy dance.
Yeah. I hoard that a little bit.
You can subscribe that shit, man. All one word.
Oh No Radio
Show.
Oh, just
no,
search
no,
for
no.
it. Oh No Radio Show. O-H-N-O Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Do that. Find us on iTunes. You can get all of our nonsense there.
Yep.
What else is there? There's
the Facebook,
Ono Radio Show.com, where you can get all the podcasts as well. There's Ty giving you a finger. There's the Facebook. There's the we still need the Instagram. We need to get a Vine. I think need to get on Vine, Ty.
No,
or
Ty's
Duncan,
on
rather.
Vine.
Yeah, sorry.
Why? Why?
You should do it.
Why?
Because it's...
Why? How many goddamn social media apps do I have cluttering up my
more.
Fucking phone?
Well, maybe you need one more. Like, this is the video Instagram.
Well, then one of them is going to have to go.
Well, I don't know, then. I don't think you need another... I don't think you need... What's this rush?
You're all dramatic over here.
Oh,
yeah, what, he's all deleting stuff now? Like, going to delete...
I hate clutter.
Delete the Instagram?
I hate shit that I don't use.
Ooh,
which
I don't
is
know.
Why I deleted Twitter.
We do need...
I hate Twitter. Too.
I hate Twitter. I deleted it.
I didn't delete it.
I don't know how.
Yeah, everyone says we need to be on that shit.
I guess I don't know how it fucking works. So.
But I'm with you.
I know how. It
I'll
works.
Ask Dave.
I'm right there with you.
Dave knows how it works. Dave's a Twitter
yeah,
machine.
It's not okay, that we'll get
tweet tips.
Believe me, it's not
is
that hard.
Are we gonna
There's
get? Are we gonna get Dave?
I don't know.
Get Dave?
I don't know. Don't put me on the spot.
All right.
put you on the spot.
How'd you feel?
Eat a bag of dicks.
How'd you feel about tonight's show, Duncan?
I feel much better about tonight's show than I did last week's show.
I liked last week.
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed it too.
Maybe more.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot better. Honestly,
probably.
You know what I liked more about this week's show?
What's that?
Your alcohol content.
Oh, what? I'm less or more drunk.
Well, you were considerably more drunk for a little while there.
You know, it bounces back.
It does. It does. Yeah, it certainly does. It bounced a little hard tonight.
Either way.
I know. And then he ate some more candy, and then everything was okay.
I think everything's been fine.
Like the 12-year-old that you are.
I think we've had a good show. What do you want to play? What do you want to play before
with myself? I don't give a shit. Am I in charge? I'm plugged in.
You can do it. Ty can do it. Ty, do you have any suggestions?
I got a lot of things.
I got a lot of things.
Yeah, see, no one. No one ever helps me with this, you know?
It's I got like, a lot of things. I don't know what kind of thing to do.
Yeah. All right, here. I got it.
Yeah, fuck all y'all.
Yeah, eat a bag of dicks. This is This is off the new Polka Dot Cadaver album that just dropped.
Good.
There you go. God damn it.
About time.
I mean, awesome.
Do something. Ty, by the way, is the worst admin.
I know.
He's not one he post, Duncan.
No, not a goddamn not one. Thing.
Like, what? Okay. I mean, you've got your phone.
Come on.
You can throw at least a post. You know, you can throw some music on. You throw a post.
Do something.
What do you do, Duncan?
I post, bitch.
Yeah, he's a great
crime. I should notice more now, too.
I think everyone needs to notice more than they do.
I agree. Get on board this train before it takes off.
This song is creepy. I'm playing it for Becca. Check out the Facebook. Facebook.com/radio show.
OwensWiener.com.
321-332-0186. Leave us a voicemail,
please,
so we can play it on the show. We will.
We absolutely will.
We all love you. Good night.